program, and he's going to talk about pollution and where it goes. Welcome, John.
Well, thanks, Chris. That's great to be here. That's exactly right. Where it goes is the question, and I guess we need to tell folks to click on to the Where
right.
It Goes link there, so
right
you can see those lights.
Right.
Okay, right underneath Coastal Bays, and that first little side is, where does it go? That's the question that we have here. Where does water go when it rains? You can see the second little slide there is a house and a street and a storm drain. And that's usually all about all we know about water is where it goes. It goes to the storm drain, and then we just kind of think, well, that's it. That's the end of the story.
Water from rain and
water from
water
rain,
in our lawn.
Exactly. And we don't often tend to think about it. We just think, well, maybe the authorities take care of it, and that's the end of it. But that's not quite the whole story. We want to go through a little bit more of the story and provide some connections here from your lawn all the way to the bays and the estuaries. And the first thing to understand is that when water moves across a landscape, it moves in what we call a watershed across the land. Everywhere that we live is in a watershed. And a watershed is kind of like a bowl, like you see there mm-hmm. in that second picture. It moves through the bowl, and then it moves out through that little spigot or faucet, which might be like a river system. And the thing is that everybody lives in a watershed. You live in a watershed, I live in a watershed. Everybody out there lives in a watershed. And that third slide there where it says you live in a watershed shows all the major watersheds of Texas.
Actually, that's the fourth slide, I think.
Yeah, oh, that is the fourth slide. That's mm-hmm. right, the fourth slide. You live in a watershed. So you might live in the Colorado watershed or the Brazos River watershed. If you can see that well enough, you can see where those watersheds are. But in case you can't see that fifth slide there, those links, those hot links, and don't click on them right now because we don't want to lose you,
mm-hmm.
Those are some links that you can come back to later on and find out just exactly where your watershed is. You can find that. It might not say that you're in the big watershed like the Brazos watershed,
mm-hmm.
but it'll give you a smaller watershed, and then you'll be able to see which watershed you are. So that first one is the main one. That's Surf Your Watershed from EPA, and then there's several other map links there where you can find exactly where you live, and that might be an interesting exercise. So go down to page 2 now. Click on that second page in the Where It Goes, and that shows you there where you see all these bowls together. Well, that's actually what we're trying to tell you with that is that you live not only in one watershed, you live in several watersheds. So you might, for example, where I live, I'm certainly part, and everybody in Texas is part of the Gulf of Mexico watershed.
Mm-hmm.
But within that, then I live in the Clear Creek watershed, and the next one's smaller than that. I'm not sure if you can see those letters on there, but that's the Arman Bayou watershed. And then smaller creeks up until I get down to that smallest little bowl, that's my neighborhood. My neighborhood is actually a watershed. Okay, so that all the water in our neighborhood actually goes to a single little outlet point. And that's the area that we're responsible for. So if you look on that next little slide there, that's just to remind you what your mother told you a long time ago. Remember when she told you to clean your plate? Everybody, I hope, is a member of the Clean Your Plate Club. Clean your bowl. You're responsible for that little bowl. That watershed is yours. You're responsible for that area. So I just want to take a couple of minutes real quick and tell you about some of the how water moves across the landscape, and maybe, in a way, how we can even emulate nature, because nature really does clean things up as water runs off. And in that next little slide, there's a sponge and a brick there. And the sponge is opposite a natural landscape. Natural landscape act like sponge, the water absorbs down in there, and a urban landscape, a city landscape, acts like a brick. The water just hits it and runs off. And there's nothing to slow it down. In fact, in that next to the last slide, if you just go down there with a big star on it, it says water slows down in natural ecosystems. And I've put a yield sign and stop signs all through there. Something is always slowing water down. And when it slows down, it gets cleaned up.
Hmm.
But in the city, you see there in that next, that last little slide is a cityscape. There's no speed limit to water in the city. It just goes, and there's nothing to stop it at all. So we want to try to emulate those natural systems. Now, if you go down to page 3 and click on that, you know, we oftentimes think, well, you know, I'm just one person. What I do is not really significant. But just like that little adding machine, if I keep adding 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, I can get to some real big numbers. So the impact of each one of us does have some real impacts. Each thing that we do. So I just want to take a couple of seconds and go through some of the things, some real simple things that you can do. Number one, pick up your garbage. It's as simple as that. We all know about that.
It's a good tip.
But you see that third slide there? That's if you can see that, that's a creek. And you can see a lot of garbage in there. That's because people weren't picking up their garbage. They just kind of throw it away, think it gets taken care of. Well, how would you like your room full of garbage? I don't think so. I don't think so. So when you throw garbage and you just think, well, it goes down a storm drain, this is where it ends up. This is not good. Another tip, recycle. The more garbage we have, the more it can end up in those streams like we saw there. The more our landfills are going to fill up, just like you see on that last slide there. And those landfills can contaminate water as well. All right, now look on page 4, that last page there. And one of the really interesting things that you can do is to grow a natural landscape. You can try to make your landscape just like a natural landscape. And you see that second slide there, that's actually somebody's house. That's not a park or some public area. That's an actual somebody's actual house. And that house acts like just like a natural system. It's got lots of areas where water slows down, where water gets cleaned up, and more importantly, it doesn't need a lot of fertilizers and pesticides that could run off and pollute our bays. It doesn't need a lot of water, and we need the water for the fresh water inflow. So that last slide there also tells you, if you have to use fertilizer, don't use too much.
Don't use more than you need.
Don't use more than you need.
Okay.
And then the very last one is just kind of shows you what it's all about. The Gulf is for everyone. It's for the shrimp. It's for us. It's for people. But each one of us is responsible, and we're responsible. If we keep our little bowl, our little plate clean, we'll keep having a healthy Gulf.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John, for that explanation.
Sure.
On pollution. We're going to talk a little bit about another kind of pollution called runoff, and we're going to go over to Scuba Guy, who's going to show us a little experiment on runoff.